The agreement was signed by attorneys representing the federal government, the state of Utah, Juab County, and environmental groups. It opens the routes to traffic, although motorized vehicle access will be limited to June through November. ATV access will be limited as well. Juab County authorities will enforce the laws. The state and county can now repair the roads, but they're not allowed to widen or pave them. Harry Suval is chief of the Utah Attorney General's Office Public Land Section. He says if all parties were able to settle this particular claim, they should be able to agree on a lot more.
This is a road agreement that transcends a sensitive environmental area. So it should be more difficult to do than roads crossing, let's just say, miles of sagebrush. To me, this seems like this is a tougher settlement to reach than a vast majority of the road claims in the state.
Last year, the state of Utah filed lawsuits on behalf of 22 Utah counties, hoping to gain access to thousands of Civil War-era routes like these. Steve Block is the legal director for Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. The organization works to protect public lands. Block says the settlement indicates the possibility for rational people to come to an agreement, but it's still unclear if that's going to translate on a broader scale.
It's really important to note that of the 14,000 plus claims totaling more than 36,000 miles, they are in national parks. They are in the Grand Staircase and other national monuments in the state. They are in designated wilderness and other wilderness caliber landscapes in the state.
Block maintains the overwhelming majority of routes the state and counties are claiming rights of way to are meritless. Whitney Evans, KUER News.